This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. She Kills Monsters is a strange little fable with a sweet message about love, loss, and tolerance. The ongoing production by the Utah State University Theater Arts Department is also a funny romp into the fantasy world of role-playing geeks with lots of comic swordplay, stylish costumes, and imaginative special effects. She Kills Monsters is a prime example of geek theater, a new stage genre developed by Vietnamese-American playwright Ki Nguyen, blending pop culture satire, stage combat, puppetry, and multimedia special effects. Nguyen's shows have developed growing national popularity, particularly with young audiences and directors inclined towards fast-paced fight scenes. The challenges of staging a geek theater production made guest director Chris Duvall an ideal choice to bring She Kills Monsters to the Kane Lyric Theater stage. Duvall's ability to expertly choreograph an onstage brawl was clearly demonstrated in both full-speed and slow-motion sword fights throughout She Kills Monsters. But it was the wide-eyed commitment of the young USU cast to their portrayals that made this show rise above its own good-natured sword and sorcery goofiness. Thanks to their talents, She Kills Monsters embraced the naivete of the nerd culture rather than mocking it. USU newcomer Bailey Miner opens the show as an elf narrator, doing a dead-on mimic of Cate Blanchett in Lord of the Rings. Megan Codling and Kay DeVangelo are perfect as two sisters separated by tragedy who learn to know and love each other in the improbable setting of a Dungeons & Dragons game. Crowd pleaser Alex Smith is back as the Dungeon Master Chuck. Smith is at his hilarious best in a scene with Scotty Fletcher that is laden with unintentional sexual double entendres. Blake Brundy is equally amusing in one of his trademark gender-bending characterizations as Farah, a homicidal fairy. Cameron S. Neely is sadly unrecognizable under tons of makeup, but nonetheless excellent as Orcus, a demon with an addiction to TV reruns. USU veteran Molly Barcy takes a real stab at stealing the show as a high school guidance counselor who could never be accused of being politically correct. Hats off to Kelly Lithgow and Lydia Semler for wild costume designs for She Kills Monsters, particularly the get-up on Cameron Neely. And what D&D game would be complete without a dragon? Kudos to Dennis Hassan for coming up with a huge multiple-headed dragon puppet. Performances of She Kills Monsters will continue at the Kane Lyric Theater through Saturday, February 8th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.